Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Your mind. Scott's off today. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell hanging out. Although Scott is on today, in moments you're going to begin to hear our conversation. Here's what we're going to do today. Yesterday, Scotty had a chance to talk with Dr. Peter McCullough, who's well educated in the viral and the epidemiology world. And you're going to hear the first part of that conversation here in the first half hour. Bottom of the hour, Todd Schaefer. Dr. Todd is going to be on. He's the president and CEO of Sanford, Bismarck region. So we'll hear what Dr. McCullough has to say in the first part of the conversation. 9:30, we'll talk to Dr. Schaefer. After 10 o'clock, after the top of the hour, we'll talk to Kelly Armstrong. And then at the bottom of the hour, in the second hour, we'll wrap up Scott's conversation with Peter McCullough.
So are we calling Dr. Todd, Todd the medical god?
No, we're not. But there's a... There's a lot to unpack with all of this, and we thought, and it was a great idea, have Dr. McCullough on and then have Dr. Schaefer on, who's the president and CEO of Sanford. So you'll kind of get an idea from an independent as opposed to someone who may be towing a bit of a line. They were brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It is Wednesday. That means they got Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City today for the lunch special. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs or that chipped beef with mashed potatoes. You haven't had their taco mac and cheese? 12th Avenue North has that today. Chicken pot pie on NP Avenue. Serving up beef brisket in Glendon. And up in Yulin, they got tacos today. And remember, always at 4 for 4, too. Get a personal pan pizza, couple of cookies, 20-ounce soda, $4 all day, every day, PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. All right, let's start off the program, Scott's conversation, with Dr. Peter McCullough, internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, managing the cardiovascular complications of both the viral infection and the injuries developing after the COVID-19 vaccine in Dallas, Texas. The resume goes on and on. He's a leader in the medical response to the COVID-19 disaster and has published just a ton of different things about this. He's, I believe, peer-reviewed. He's, 54 peer-reviewed publications on the infection and the result of it. So definitely a great resume. Scotty's conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough.
So honored to have Dr. Peter McCullough with us on the program. You heard his credentials. He and another esteemed group of doctors were in the United States Senate yesterday with Dr. Ron Johnson for an event called Second Opinion. And it was fascinating. I'd encourage everybody to listen to it and soak in every minute. Dr. McCullough, welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Well, thanks for having me.
I want to first ask you kind of a human question without the science. What does it feel like to be in the middle of the storm? You have presented a commentary with your expertise. You've used your training to give a second opinion on this pandemic that's very different than the vast majority of the medical community. What has life been like for you the last 2 years?
You know, it's really been a whirlwind. I have to tell you that I never, ever imagined professionally I would be in this situation. Yesterday, I gave a press briefing from the rotunda in the Senate building after 5 hours of Senate testimony, and the experts around the table were extraordinary. You know, among the scientists around the table, that represented thousands upon thousands of peer-reviewed scientific publications and advancements, in their broad array of fields in internal medicine. And everyone in the last 2 years, including myself, has focused on COVID-19. When they went into the crowds at the Lincoln Memorial, the crowds gathered after a march from the Washington Monument all the way to the Lincoln Memorial. It was extraordinary. People were reaching out. There were emotional cries for compassion for expressions of appreciation. Like, I could not believe security guards were keeping us away, and people were just reaching out with their hands. It's just, I was emotionally caught up in the whole experience. It was extraordinary.
Well, I think it's telling, because people are searching for the truth, and there's been so much just an effort to silence any second opinions. And that, to me, is not the United States of America. Whether we agree or disagree with that esteemed panel of experts, whether we want to choose Dr. Fauci over Dr. McCullough, it's still America. It's still the United States of America, where differing opinions and, countering evidence and advice ought to be considered. And that, to me, has been the most chilling part of this, the idea that you silence any disagreement. That is not America. Why is that happening?
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because at several points during the panel meeting, we had several dozen doctors and scientists, but we also had nurses, we had attorneys. It was an extraordinary set of panel hearing. At several points, there was some disagreement among the scientists on various scientific points. And I co-moderated to the session with Senator Ron Johnson. And I leaned in his ear and I said, point this out to America, that this is normal. No two doctors agree on every single point. In fact, one doctor felt so strongly about a point, he got up and he walked over and he had a sidebar conversation with another doctor. And I said, this is what is supposed to happen. There is supposed to be discourse and debate and people having different viewpoints and then ultimately coming to resolution. That is part of the scientific process, and you're so right. What's effectively happened over the last 2 years is that has all been silenced in what has been a disastrous narrative for the country.
Why is that happening?
There are people who are basically driving this silencing of experts and driving this this complete prohibition on scientific discourse. There are stakeholders that I believe basically have an agenda, and their agenda is to drive worldwide mass vaccination with no questions and with no exceptions.
There are many, many people in this audience who have been vaccinated, who took the advice of their doctor and who had the vaccine and saw it as, again, the best way to avoid hospitalization, the best way to avoid death, and to, quote-unquote, stop the spread. Were they wrong to take the vaccine?
About 70% of people in my clinical practice, my patients, as well as, large numbers of my family members have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. They took it early December, January, February, March of last year, and they did it patriotically. They were told the vaccine was a good thing. Many didn't ask too many questions. But as the data emerged over time, the failing efficacy of patients who took the vaccine, they get COVID anyway, and then we started to see the safety data come in, including fatal and non-fatal injuries, and Americans started to ask themselves, what did I do? What did I take into my body? My observations are, most people are more than a year since they've taken the vaccine. If they've gotten through that period of time and nothing's happened and they feel perfectly fine, I think there's no harm, no foul. However, I feel very differently about the boosters. I think once we start re-injecting these vaccines into human bodies with the boosters, I think there is likely to be great harm that occurs on a population basis.
As some people call it the death jab, some people think it is some way to control world population. It doesn't sound like you're there. It's more, there's way more reactions to it than have been adequately reported. You've talked about that before, that any other vaccine or any other medical product that would have had the problems this particular vaccine had would have been stopped and studied. That didn't happen. But it doesn't sound like you're in the category of this is some sort of bioweapon.
I've never said that. And others have. I mean, you can go to Peter Bregan's book, COVID-19, The Global Predators, We Are the Prey, as well as Robert F. Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci. There's a lot of books that, have the nonfiction capture of how much of this was planned and the reaction and what could be the motives. But just as a doctor, I'm looking at the biotechnology, and it's just bad biotech. It's the, you know, many times when you cut a lot of corners and you try to rush something out, which is what Operation Warp Speed did, we had products that just they simply don't work, and they're not safe. They don't have acceptable types of safety profiles that we could have people take on a large scale.
The risk-reward conversation is missing, it seems to me, especially when you right now have push for young children to have this and a rush to approve the vaccine for young children. Where we find ourselves today, with the vast majority of COVID cases in the United States from the Omicron variant, what is your best advice on the risk-reward question of the vaccine? And you've mentioned boosters not being a good idea, but if someone just to this point has not been vaccinated, has comorbidities, 60 and over, is it still the thing that prevents hospitalization by the greatest numbers, deaths by the greatest numbers, or is that number vastly changing with Omicron?
And we will get the answer to that question and more with Dr. Peter McCullough. Conversation with Scott he had yesterday. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay right there.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Washington politicians are getting richer and richer. A report says Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And Dr. Fauci just revealed he's worth over $10 million. Not bad for working in public service. If you're tired of the hypocrisy, you need to watch Stinchfield. He's on Newsmax, weeknights at 7 p.m. Central, and everyone is tuning in. Grant Stinchfield exposes the Washington insiders in his series Hypocrites in America. He even names the hypocrites and reveals their secret agendas. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris giving their take on Stinchfield. I watched Newsmax. You need it too. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TV, like Samsung, Vizio, LG, streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions are tuning to watch Newsmax for news they can trust. Watch Stinchfield today and find out why. Newsmax. You're going to love it.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
On your mind, Wednesday edition, 20 past the hour. Scotty's off today, but you're hearing a conversation. We'll get back to it in just a moment. Dr. Peter McCullough. And pretty eye-opening stuff. We'll talk to Dr. Todd Schaefer, who's president and CEO of the Sanford Health Bismarck region, bottom of the hour here. Brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the team. They've got a great offer going on right now. Just for you, they're having a huge bedding sale. 50% off That's right. 50% off sleepwear sheets, the mattress topper, the blankets and quilts, comforters as well. And he's got beds now, too. This deal doesn't apply to the beds, but they look pretty good. We're actually in the market looking at one of them. They also have the body pillows and the case on sale for $39.99. Their body pillows are, I actually had to take my body pillow to Frisco, Texas. I can't sleep without it.
Really?
My pillow. Yeah. Took them both. Great for car sleeping, too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square on the homepage there, and get 50% off all the bedding products or the body pillow and the case for $39.99. Call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. And the promo code is always Scott, S-C-O-T-T. MyPillow, made in America, 10-year warranty. It is going to last. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you never lose a dime on any of it. It's time to start getting that quality sleep you not only want but need from MyPillow.com. Back to Scott's conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough, and then we're going to talk to Dr. Todd Schaefer here at the bottom of the hour and get a little counterpoint on this one. But Scotty talking, and the question raised was about the boosters and the
what? You've mentioned boosters not being a good idea, but if someone just is, to this point has not been vaccinated, has comorbidities, the 60 and over, is it still the thing that prevents hospitalization by the greatest numbers, deaths by the greatest numbers, or is that number vastly changing with Omicron?
The number has vastly changed, and I was very clear in my Senate testimony yesterday, under no circumstances should a young person ever take one of these vaccines. They just have a far greater chance of being harmed than ever being helped. There are no randomized trial data suggesting these vaccines cover Omicron at all. I don't think they do anything in Omicron. We're 99% Omicron now. So the vaccines are basically obsolete, and the FDA has official warnings. I mean, the FDA is, you know, acknowledges this. This is clear. The vaccines cause heart damage. We cannot have young people sustain heart damage. The vaccines cause blood clots. The FDA, you know, has this as official warnings for Johnson & Johnson, blood clots age 18 to 49. We can't have our young people and young adults having blood clots in the brain and other critical parts of the body. The FDA has warnings on Johnson & Johnson for Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a form of potentially deadly paralysis. We cannot have young people paralyzed after taking a vaccine that has no hope of working.
Let's talk a little bit about Omicron. And what we know based on Omicron. You've said already that you believe the booster, did I hear you say you've seen enough data to suggest that the booster actually increases your chances of Omicron, is that right?
There's multiple reports that suggest the boosters are backfiring. And the more we vaccinate, the worse things get in terms of COVID-19 cases. There's analyses from Subramanian, Kampf, and now Beatty. That show worldwide, doesn't matter what vaccine is used, the more we try to vaccinate, we make the problem worse. Now we have reports out of the UK that suggest that, and the World Health Organization has brought this up in official communication, where they think the boosters are actually worsening the immune system. They're making it more likely for people to get sick.
And how has Omicron changed the game?
Omicron broke through natural immunity. Previously, once somebody had COVID, they could get it a second time. Now, large numbers of people are getting it a second time with Omicron. It's very mild. It can't invade the body like Delta and the prior versions of the virus. So it's like a mild common cold. And for those who have already had COVID, it can be almost imperceptibly mild. Vaccinated also, in my view, tend to have mild syndromes. And the unvaccinated may, and there's very few unvaccinated, not COVID recovered. There's very few truly susceptible people left in the United States. When they do occur, they can have a bit more severe symptoms. But the vast majority of patients in my practice, we handle with nasal and oral virucidal washes with dilute povidone iodine and dilute hydrogen peroxide, and then oral over-the-counter medications. We don't really need to use prescription medications. I've had occasional patients need some oral prescription medications, very occasional seniors who we use the sotrovimab, the GlaxoSmithKline monoclonal antibody. That's one antibody still remaining that covers Omicron. And I haven't, and very thankful in my clinical practice, haven't had anybody get sick enough to require the hospital. And the hospitals are not overloaded with patients at this point in time. It's basically like a large wave of a common cold moving through the population.
And we understand, for instance, where our listeners are, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, the upper Midwest area, that actually there's a larger percentage of hospitalizations that are due to the current strain of the flu, which is nasty, versus COVID. So that number's come down. The flu's, you know, nasty this year, right? And, you know, you talk about the younger population. I've continued to try and impart on our listeners, especially for youngsters, 10 times greater risk of dying of the flu than of dying of COVID. 2 years in, that's just basic, simple data. Is that still holding true?
That's true. I mean, the vulnerability in children with influenza, for instance, is those who have cystic fibrosis, and that's, you know, a large population, a genetic illness that involves the lungs, children with severe asthma, those who have a congenital heart or lung disease. And it can still happen. You know, influenza is very different than COVID. When people develop severe COVID with the prior strains, they actually die in the end of what's called adult respiratory distress syndrome, where there's inflammation in the lungs, but there's also blood clotting. And it's the only virus that we've ever seen that actually causes life-threatening blood clotting in the human body. With influenza, the complication is actually a secondary pneumonia, typically a staphylococcal pneumonia. So the illnesses are very different. And we need to respond to them. Both illnesses, by the way, we respond early with influenza. You know, very early on, we use Tamiflu. And there's another alternative to Tamiflu, and it works well if we use it very early. With COVID-19, I have a recent publication in the Medical Science Monitor with Fazio and colleagues from Italy, and we've shown the golden window of treatment for COVID-19 is the first 72 hours. It's clear. We must treat it at home early.
Chatting with Dr. Peter McCullough today on the program. Going to get to your questions in just a moment, and I have a lot of those. Speaking of Omicron, just before we finish on this, prior to the Omicron variant, and I want to ask you this. I've heard people in the medical community, I don't want to really sound they don't want to make a big deal out of this, but they will acknowledge that Omicron is actually a good thing. Obviously, there's not much to say good about a pandemic, but Omicron in the sense that it is very spreadable, yet lower hospitalizations, lower death rate, going to get us closer to herd immunity, something we've been searching for 2 years than anything else that's been there. Is it fair to call this a good thing, Omicron a good thing?
You know, 2 weeks ago, both Dr. Marty Makary from Johns Hopkins and myself, we were on national TV, two separate shows, but we came to the same conclusion that Omicron is almost like Mother Nature's booster because it gives immunity certainly against Omicron, and then it gives back immunity against Delta. And that's been shown in a paper by Kahn and colleagues. I'm looking at the current daily case in the United States, the epidemic curve, and we are clearly on the downslope.
Oh, we are. Well, we'll find out what Dr. Todd Schaefer, President and CEO of Sanford in the Bismarck region, has to say about that. More of Dr. McCullough's conversation after the bottom of next hour. Lots to do.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The San Jose City Council voted Tuesday night to adopt a first-in-the-nation ordinance requiring most gun owners to pay a fee and carry liability insurance. Lawmakers claim it will reduce the risk of gun harm by incentivizing safe behavior and to ease taxpayers of the financial burden of gun violence. Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in. Our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? 32 past the hour, 28 in front of the top of the hour. Brought to you by our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. Wednesday Wheels. They are the, and I really do sincerely believe this, because every time we talk about Wednesday Wheels with Pucklich, it's a single owner, pre-owned, awesome condition vehicle, and this is no exception. They've got a 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ. Okay. Has all the options and only 14,920 miles on a three-year-old truck. You got the 5.3, the Ecotec with the tow package. It's a black truck, got black leather interior, so it's black on black. The LTZ package, that has the high-definition surround vision camera system that they've got. Amazing. The heated seats. Todd loves the heated seats. I love the heated seats.
Steering wheel.
Wireless phone charging, so much more in this bad boy. Pucklich specializes in these single-owner vehicles, these pre-owns. All you got to do is go to the Facebook or Twitter page, see more at the Flag WZFG on our Twitter page. You can call them. It was 54.9. They've got it on the lot now at 53,000 even. So almost $2,000 knocked off of this bad boy. Save over $1,000, almost $2,000 if you tell them you heard it right here. On what's on your mind. Pucklich Valley City, it's a 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ right now. 14.9 on the miles, was 54.9 down to 53,000. Give Pucklich a call or stop in Valley City. You say, you drive, we'll ride with you. Pucklich Valley City, and that is a great buy. I'm actually looking not for that new of a truck, but I'm seeing a lot of prices on them. That is a great price at 53K. Just saying. All right, we've been hearing Scott's conversation that he had yesterday with Dr. Peter McCullough, and we wanted to get Dr. Schaefer on here just to kind of see what his thoughts are as far as, different treatments and different things. This thing is always, and Dr. Schaefer, welcome back, President and CEO of Sanford Health in the Bismarck region. Good to have you.
Good. Have me.
It seems like this thing is always changing. It seems like there's... You know, this is going to work, that isn't going to work, and the more we go down the road, the more we find out, well, maybe that isn't the case, maybe that is the case. I guess the big thing that everybody is paying attention to is who has to go to the hospital, because right now this Omicron deal is like representing over 90% of what we're seeing. And are we seeing hospitalizations going crazy at Sanford and your network, or where are we at with that trend?
So where we're at with the current hospitalizations in Bismarck is this morning we had 29 patients that were in our facility, and it's oscillated anywhere from in that 28, 29 to 34, 35 range. When you look at where we were last week, we were in that 9 to 11 range, and then we saw within about two or three days it tripled and went to the 33. We don't have a dedicated COVID unit that we treat. COVID-19 patients on. We have them in three or four different units in our hospital. The one unit that we have the majority of them in, we were at single occupancy and converting some of those rooms to their original usage. But as the Omicron surge has hit, we've actually had to convert that back into that double occupancy to take care of the COVID patients. So we're right back to where we were kind of at the peak of Delta. Not necessarily overrun with just strictly COVID patients, but there are still other patients that are out there that need medical care. So we have patients that have influenza. You know, people are still getting in car accidents and traumas, strokes, heart attacks, you name it. So having the extra pressure in there does put pressure on the patients that are here. So we're still, the hospitals are still very, very busy. Can you blame it on just COVID? You cannot blame it on just COVID, but at the end of the day, without those patients in the hospital, there'd be more room for other patients that have their general medical conditions because people still get sick regardless of COVID.
What percentage would you say, Doctor, is of your COVID hospitalizations are dealing with other comorbidity issues, not just COVID?
I would say 80 to 85% are in because of COVID. And about 10 to 15% are in for something else, and they have COVID.
And is it as serious? They say Omicron isn't as serious. Are these folks that are just having a little difficulty breathing? Are we seeing some very severe deals, or does it run the gamut?
It runs the gamut. It could be anything from a mild infection to death, and we're seeing that, and we're seeing. The percentage of people that have the severe illness, hospitalization and death, when you look at it from a standpoint of, Delta or the original COVID, and percentage wise, mm-hmm. you're still seeing a similar amount of people that are in the hospital that are in the ICU that are on a ventilator. So we are seeing that still with where we're at. So it's not anything to, just poo-poo. It's really something that can still cause severe hospitalization and death. And people that have been on a ventilator for weeks and weeks, we are seeing that still. So even though the reports that it causes milder illness, we are seeing that, that there is the reports that there is milder illness. But that doesn't discount the fact that people are still getting very, very ill and dying from it.
Yeah, good point. We're talking to Dr. Todd Schaefer, who is the president and CEO of Sanford Health Bismarck Region. We've been hearing a conversation before you got on, Doctor, about with Dr. Peter McCullough. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. McCullough and his work, but I wanted to play you a clip of what he had to say about kids. And now the state of California is talking about mandating vaccines for kids in school. And this is what Dr. McCullough had to say. I want to get your reaction.
The numbers vastly changed, and I was very clear in my Senate testimony.
Talking about Omicron.
Under no circumstances should a young person ever take one of these vaccines. They just have a far greater chance of being harmed than ever being helped. There are no randomized trial data suggesting these vaccines cover Omicron at all. I don't think they do anything in Omicron. We're 99% Omicron now. So the vaccines are basically obsolete, and the FDA has official warnings. I mean, the FDA is acknowledges this. This is clear. The vaccines cause heart damage. We cannot have young people sustain heart damage. The vaccines cause blood clots. The FDA has this as official warnings.
You're talking about FDA warnings, blood clots, heart issues for young people. Are you in the camp that we should be vaccinating young people, or where do you land on that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to address his comments, and I think if you talk to any health professional, that nobody will deny that there is the potential for harm from the COVID-19 vaccine. And that's with any medication that you take. Any vaccine that you take, any medication you take, anything you do in medicine, there is a potential for harm. We see that there is a risk of the inflammation of the heart. But we also understand that the vaccine is less than, it's 17 times more likely to get the same types of complications from COVID than you are from the vaccine itself. So getting the disease will cause more issues than the vaccine itself. So, the one point that, are there randomized controlled trials out there? There are. And to get FDA approval to do in different age groups, you have to have approval to do that. And in order to get approval to vaccinate, whether it's emergency use or full approval, it's still approval, and you still have to follow standardized protocols, which includes randomized trials that shows efficacy and lack of side effects in whatever age group you're looking at. So to say that it's not effective and it hasn't been studied, I think is a misinformation campaign, in my opinion. I don't believe it. When you look at what we do in medicine, there are standards. And the FDA wouldn't approve something if it hadn't been studied. So I do feel that, you know, vaccines are very safe. You know, if you look at the two dose series, it is still effective at Omicron, but it's not as effective as it was for Delta and for the original COVID-19. However, we know that a booster is more than 68% at preventing illness. So it's not perfect. Does it prevent all illnesses? No, but it's roughly 90% effective at preventing hospitalization, severe infection, to include ICU ventilation and death. So it's one thing if, you know, if 99 people get it and they do fine with it, that, you know, that's one thing. But if you're that one person who got it and you could have prevented it by getting a vaccine and you end up in the hospital with a trach in your neck and or dying, you know, you'd wish that you would have gotten the vaccine series or the booster.
Well, I think Dr. Schaefer, I mean, there's some context that's got to be some of that what you just said has to be put into context. I mean, you talk about measles, mumps, rubella, polio, whatever. They had years of human trials, and I mean, they weren't rushed to market like this thing was. You know, I just think, and you're saying that there's side effects with every vaccine or everything like that. I mean, are people getting blood clots and having, you know, issues with their heart from the polio vaccine in any number, or the measles, mumps, or rubella vaccines? I mean, is that a thing?
You know, in terms of the specific side effects, every vaccine has their own side effect profile. And when you look at, for example, you know, to your statement of, you know, quote unquote rush to market. When you look at the, you know, science and technology that we have now, there are things that we could do now that we couldn't even have dreamed of 50 years ago when we had the polio vaccine, or, you know, the invention of the smallpox vaccine, Haemophilus, et cetera. So using technology, these things were, you know, we have this technology has been out there for 20 years and has been thoroughly studied and felt to be very, very safe. And that's why we're able to get the get it to market quicker from a technology standpoint, and then really being able to, you know, the operational warp speed to cut the bureaucratic red tape. So all the steps were still followed. It just was accelerated based on where we were as a society trying to get us back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. That was very evident. But I just, there's too many questions for me. That what about, do you guys at Sanford, I mean, we talk about, you know, therapies and what you can do. And a good friend of mine is an oncologist, talks about the cure for cancer being upstream, you know, healthy living, taking care of yourself, et cetera. What do you say to folks who talk about maybe, you know, I've started taking zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and I'm working to boost my immune system. That's got to be part of the conversation, doesn't it? Or do you guys not talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things that you can do, not just for COVID-19, but most everything. When you look at it, independent risk factors of people who do poorly with COVID, one of the things that we see is obesity. So mm-hmm. You know, the more obese you are when you get COVID, statistically speaking, the more likely you are to have severe illness. So, you know, healthy lifestyles, good eating, regular exercise, you know, those things are not, you know, not only beneficial for, you know, heart disease and all the other things that lack of exercise and poor eating can cause, but also
cancer, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's well, and that, I didn't mean specifically for COVID, but for sure, a healthy life, healthy life, happy wife, I guess, right? All right, yeah. Dr. Todd Schaefer, President and CEO of Sanford Health Bismarck Region. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you much for having me.
You bet. All right. Coming up here, we're going to the top of the hour, and then Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to join us from North Dakota. The conversation continues with Dr. Peter McCullough at Scotty Head. We'll do more of that coming up next.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact,
They use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Oil, natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It is absolutely true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Well, a couple of texts in, 701-237-1590. Not really surprised. Maybe they, Sanford, should have some sort of treatment plan when patients are admitted. To say there is no treatment is ridiculous. Another text, get that liar off the radio. You're letting the guy spew crap. I wanted to, Scotty and I talked about this. He had to be out today, but after his conversation with Dr. McCullough, and then we were going to have Dr. Schaefer on, I thought this will be a good example of
We lost Kevin. Kevin's, I can see Kevin looking at his mic and stuff and trying to figure out what's going on. But Kevin, we've lost your audio. I'm Todd Mitchell, and what's in your mind here? Geiger's been Kelly Armstrong coming up after the top of the hour, and as we start. Oh, Kevin, reconnect on access. There you go. Welcome to live radio. You never know what's going to happen. Anyway, so if you have a question for Congressman Armstrong, be ready. And at 6 after, we'll be on. That's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Or by text, like Kevin said, 701. It's a different number than what we used to have, so make sure you're using the right number. Otherwise, I don't know, Kevin's phone or my phone or somebody's phone might go crazy. 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Kevin does not get to connect. Why don't you get to connect? Did you not bring up quarters? And bump them in there? So I don't know. We got a few minutes yet. If you got a take on what the doctors have said. Seems like a few people do have takes from the text. Also ask him about the other doctor who invented mRNA and that warned against this. Ask the good doctors, since they like to discriminate against unvaccinated citizens. Those billboards pointing out how many in the hospital are unvaccinated in big red is misleading. Ask the doctor if someone comes into the hospital having only one of the two shots, so they're not considered fully vaccinated. Is that a person who falls into the stats and the billboard is vaccinated or unvaccinated? The age-old, and by age-old I mean two-year-old thing of if you're COVID positive and you get hit by a steamroller, did you die of COVID? Of course not. Hi, Kevin. Welcome back.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but yeah,
weird. It's tech. It happens.
It happens. So we got to reconnect. Anyway. We got a couple of emails in, and the run through those texts that you had.
I did.
Oh, you got them all?
I was doing that. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
We're caught up.
Everybody's pretty much thinking what I'm thinking. You know, again, it almost sounds like you got a bunch of talking points from Sanford, and that's what Dr. Schaefer has to kind of go with. I think he kind of weighed a little bit in on the rush to market issue. That this, and I don't even call it a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. It's an immunotherapy.
Right.
I mean, if you really want to get down to it, but it really kind of points out how, with Dr. McCullough talking about all the things that they're finding out, and you know, somebody like Dr. Schaefer saying, well, you know, that's a, I don't know. That's why this whole thing from the beginning has got me going, huh? Well, wait a minute. But he said that it isn't good. But wait a minute. But she said it's good. And they're saying that they don't know. And, you know, there's so many opinions on all of this. That's why I'm out on all of it. Just for me. I'm just out on all of it. I just, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Like I mentioned earlier in the program prior to that. I mean, back when it was the H1N1, SARS, Spanish flu, I mean, the AIDS epidemic, all through it. Viruses don't survive well in... with good immune systems, and I started taking
zinc
and vitamin D and all of that way back when.
Yeah, with I was going to say the same here.
B12,
I mean, let's just make sure we're beefed up, right?
I was talking to the lovely Mrs. Flynn about that, and, you know, she said, yeah, that's right, yeah, you never do get sick.
Are you trained or are you whipped?
Yeah. I'm both. But, you know, she talks about they never, you know, I never get sick. And, I mean, anything I ever get flu-like is always usually gut or gastrointestinal issues. But
right.
As far as viruses go or things like that, I never get a cold. I get sinus infections now and then. And I think that has to do with, you know, I'm not a health freak, but, I mean, I try to live, you know, not to be too heavy and, you know, try and take my vitamins and my supplements and do what I'm supposed to do to be to be healthy. And I think
the last two times I had a sinus thing, it was because I helped my mother pack up, and then before that my mother-in-law pack up. So I'm not helping anybody move for a while, because apparently when I help people move, I get a sinus thing. I don't know what it is, but I mean, your own best line of defense. So set yourself up for success. It's not an absolute. Things can still happen.
Right.
But the
right.
more you defend yourself, the more you set yourself up for the success, the more likely you're going to have it.
Well, it's kind of like if you don't text and drive, you probably won't die a fiery death in a distracted driving crash. You know, I mean,
you still might, but at least you won't be the one that did it.
Exactly.
It cuts the odds down considerably.
Roy checking in on Facebook says, talk about the Freedom Convoy 2022 in Canada. We'll talk about that coming up.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.